KSL's top story this hour. A federal appeals court has ruled the Second Amendment does not give Americans the right to carry concealed firearms in public.
The ruling on a California law could have a much broader impact. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the NRA calls this ruling out of touch. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco ruled that a desire for personal safety is not a good enough reason to carry concealed weapons in public. Jackie Rowe was practicing at an Orange County shooting range when asked what she thought about the ruling.
This could be a slippery slope, but I do believe also that we need to have certain regulations so that, you know, we're not, you know, letting anybody just carry a gun walking around.
Many say this case could make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. An angry dissent by one judge says this ruling denies the Second Amendment's right to bear arms by upholding the right of lawmakers to restrict the carrying of concealed weapons. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, a federal appeals court is upholding a California law that limits concealed guns in public.
Those of us that want to carry concealed, we're the good guys.
The ruling could have a much broader impact. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on the Second Amendment case. Mary?
Amanda, the ruling says Californians can only have a concealed carry permit if they prove they face possible danger. A desire for personal safety is not enough. Instead, they got to show they're being stalked, threatened, or that they carry large amounts of cash a lot. Timothy Smith weighed in at a shooting range in California.
We go through an incredible amount of background checks. I'm a firearms dealer. I've already been checked so many times. So we're the good guys.
Others say this is completely against the Second Amendment by letting lawmakers place such restrictions. A man had sued over California's law. The Ninth Circuit ruling affects 9 western states around Utah. Now many expect the U.S. Supreme Court to look at the issue. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.